Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering kayaks, canoes, and outdoor equipment for anyone wanting to experience the natural beauty of Wisconsin water. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
It is time now for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, May 12th. Yesterday, on Mother's Day, a 29-year-old Wisconsin woman was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence. She was pulled over on a highway near Wausau at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she had two children in her car. We will talk with a guest from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, who says despite penalty enhancers in many states for drunken driving if children are in the car, the problem of alcohol-impaired driving remains a threat to the safety of child passengers. MAD says a new report released by the American Academy of Pediatrics is a call for tougher DUI child endangerment legislation. Our guest is Frank Harris. He is the National State Legislative Affairs Manager for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sorry, I had the wrong button pushed there. Oh. So tell us what this new report by the American Academy of Pediatrics finds when it comes to children being endangered by drunk drivers.
Well, unfortunately, children are still put at risk throughout the United States. From 2000 to 2010, over 2,300 children under the age of 15 were killed in crashes caused by a drunk driver, and that's simply unacceptable. And MAD believes this is really a wake-up call for more effective and tougher laws, and laws that will be enforced. To help protect our children, because we believe that driving drunk with a child passenger in a vehicle is a form of child abuse, and every child deserves a designated non-drinking sober driver, and states need to get tough, and they need to also hold these offenders accountable and also prosecute to the fullest degree anybody who drives drunk or impaired with a child passenger in a vehicle.
Now, if Wisconsin did add an enhancer to its drunk driving laws, but according to this report, the Wisconsin enhancer only makes it a misdemeanor and not a felony?
Correct. And only six states actually make it a felony to drive drunk with a child passenger in a vehicle. Wisconsin's law is actually tougher than a lot of other states as it relates to child endangerment. But probably the most, in 2009 when Wisconsin implemented that new law, another state, New York, implemented Leandra's Law to make it a felony to drive drunk of a child passenger. And what New York did as well is, with Leandra's Law, they also allowed prosecutors to charge people who killed a child or injured a child in a drunk driving crash with extra penalties. Wisconsin's law and a lot of other laws don't have that. So, this is really a wake-up call to have laws that are more effective in protecting our kids and do more than just saying that driving drunk with a child passenger is a misdemeanor, because more needs to be done to protect the kids from drunk drivers.
You may not have heard about this case, but I just saw it in the news this morning. This woman who had two children in the car when she was pulled over near Wausau yesterday, and 9 o'clock in the morning, and was cited for drunk driving.
Well, there's never an excuse to drive drunk in today's age. You can always plan ahead, especially with a child passenger, which is the most precious cargo. There's no excuse, and unfortunately, MAD, we receive nearly 17,000 phone calls a year just on victim services calls relating to child endangerment. This is still a prevalent problem, and the report released last week is really a wake-up call to the nation on how to handle people who drive drunk with a child passenger in a vehicle.
So we should charge them all with felonies if they
MAD believes that should be an option available to prosecutors. If and probably what's more important is prosecutors, and they might be doing this in Wisconsin, and there's just not enough data on this, is alerting child services whenever somebody drives drunk, is convicted of driving drunk with a child passenger in a vehicle. But, you know, and the other thing, too, is there should be, some states have extra license suspension periods for people who drive drunk with a child passenger in a vehicle. I'd rather have an additional time on an ignition interlock device. But there needs to be a multi-pronged approach as opposed to just making the offense of driving drunk with a child passenger a misdemeanor. Mm. And that's what states like New York have undertaken.
What about the fact that many people who are drunk drivers have a alcohol addiction problem that they don't mean to be endangering their children, but their judgment is completely impaired because they're addicted to alcohol?
Well, that is problematic, but at the end of the day, and there should be intensive treatment provisions for those people, providing that they get caught before they drive drunk again with a child passenger in a vehicle, to treat that addiction. But Matt wants to protect the children, but we also want to make sure offenders are rehabilitated so they don't continue to put their child or other children at risk by committing the violent crime of driving drunk.
All right, thank you very much for issuing today's wake up call.
Well, thank you for having Matt on the program.
Frank Harris is from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and I guess he's from Milwaukee. Thanks very much to Robin Cherry and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. If you have a wake-up call that you would like to issue on our Monday morning wake-up call, you can always send an email to talk@wpr.org or post it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.